It's cherry harvesting time in many areas of the world, and for a small mountain village on the island of Crete, it's a time to celebrate. Every year at this time, the people of Karanu gather in the town square to eat, drink, sing, dance, probably spit out quite a few cherry pits. Jim Metzner is producer of the radio feature Pulse of the Planet. He was at last year's Cherry Harvest Festival in Karanu. He joins us now from Westchester County, New York. Jim, thanks for being back with us.
Hi, glad to be here.
And this chant that we're hearing now, what is it?
Well, this is the very first part of this festival. We're in this tiny little village, there's a population of maybe 100, 200 people max. But on this day, people come from all over Western Crete to attend this festival. And what we're listening to is the blessing of the priest. This is a Greek Orthodox priest and some of the elders of the town. They're getting together and they're giving this inaugural blessing to the event. Right after the blessing, everybody then repairs to yet another part of the village where the actual festival takes place. And what you'll hear right now is the music that's played in this part of the festival. And there's dinner being served, lots of fabulous Greek food, and they're listening to this music and they're dancing.
I'm told that there's sometimes what amounts to gunplay at these events.
You know, when things get exuberant, all of a sudden you'll hear somebody fire off a few rounds. I mean, somebody reach into their shirt pocket, pull out a semi-automatic pistol, and fire off a few rounds. And the thing is, nobody even blinks. This is what people do when they get excited in Crete.
Tell a little about the food. Cheese blintzes?
First of all, you got bowls and bowls of cherries, and you're going to be drinking throughout the evening cherry-flavored raki, which is the local home-brewed fire water. Mm-hmm. It's a drink that's made from grapes. After you've pressed for wine, you repress the mash and you make this raki. There's sweets, there's souvlaki, there's all the Greek specialties that we know and love.
After the food and dancing, people take a nap, the night's over?
After hours and hours of dancing, the main event sort of dies down. Everybody goes home. But my friend Phil and I, Phil Metzidakis, my translator and photographer who went with me, were invited to go out drinking and singing afterwards with the elder men of the village. They don't go home. They sort of keep the party going, and they sort of repair to one of the two taverns in Karanos to sing.
You must have felt honored to be a part of this, Jim, to be included.
Oh, it's fabulous, man. I can't tell you. It was... first of all, you can hear, I think you heard the opa, that you heard practically someone getting slapped on the back. There was this feeling of brotherhood that went all night long. I really felt like I had been inducted into a brotherhood.
Party gets over at dawn?
We sang the sun up, Scott. Yeah. It was fabulous. And then in the morning, these tough guys all had like a, somehow out of the blue, a popsicle stick in their hand for breakfast as the sun was coming up.
Jim, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jim Metzner, producer of Pulse of the Planet, heard on radio stations all over the world. And you can find more about Jim's visit to Crete on our website at npr.org.